It is a good question. Scientists aboard an international space station are up there for one reason. Mm-hmm. To conduct...
To knock space boots. To knock moon boots. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Okay, so in a strange turn of events, Katie's going to kick off today with...
I'm kicking off with Unpopular Science.
Awesome. So Unpopular Science is a segment that we do where we find things about science that's going on that's, you know, we're freaked out by it, the coming robo-apocalypse, just science in general. Right, so we're reporting on it.
So we usually talk about the scary things, things that threaten us, these advances, and we. But I found here the most useless machine that is made today. The most useless one
made by science.
Made by science.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, it is a box with a lid and a switch.
Okay.
And when you flick the switch with your finger, the lid opens up and a little hammer comes out and shuts the switch off again.
Why? Why would someone do that?
Because it's useless.
Like, what is the point of that? Is that like a gag?
It wasn't really a gag. It was
like,
just
am I going to think something else is going to happen? Like, it would be funny if I like walked into a room, flipped a switch, and then a little hammer came out of the wall and was like, bat, and turned it back off. Yeah. But what is this for? Is it Spencer's gift?
It wasn't even a gift, dude. So this is they tried to find the most useless machine ever, and they came up with this. But wait a minute.
Wait, there's more.
It got even more useless.
It doesn't work.
No.
But the hammer broke.
They built another one with 8 switches.
Why?
And you turn it on, and 8 little hammers come out and hit each switch.
Why would someone? I asked if it's Spencer's gift. Do you remember that store in the mall, Spencer's?
Of course, Spencer's.
There was nothing in there but landfill.
Right.
Future landfill.
Here's some pretty garbage.
Yeah.
Give us your money.
And then, like, in the back, like, a dildo. Right. Like, behind, like, the bead curtain for some reason.
Yeah, you go in there, you get funny, like, hair clips and magnets and pins.
Yeah, like dick pasta or whatever. Yeah. Weird stuff like that.
Yeah, so.
And it's just, how much is it? Where can I get it?
You can't.
I need to find a use for this thing. That's my thing. I'm like, there's got to be a way that we can use.
I bet you it would be entertaining to children for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, if you put a sign on, I was like, do not touch.
Yes.
Or in an office.
Right.
Doesn't have to just be children.
Yeah.
That's another kind of child, an office
and see,
worker.
And now I want one.
I'm kind of interested, too. I don't want that one, though. I want the one that you described second, the one with the 8 switches on it.
Yeah. So then you just would Google, I guess, the most useless machine, and then the even more useless machine.
Wow. I thought it was going to be some kind of a man joke, but I guess not. I guess not. And speaking of men, penis news.
Penis news.
Yes. Hashtag penis news. This is a segment I do where I bring in news of the, you know, dick updates.
Yeah, Jaquetta does this segment.
Scrotum stories, members on the move.
Yeah.
This is penis news. We talked about Picasso before, who was a guy who was using his member to paint.
Picasso. How could we forget?
But now he's got a little competition. So there's a guy in Vancouver, and he has painted a picture of President Obama using only his erect penis.
What?
So it's a full picture of Obama. It's not Obama's penis painted by a penis. It's not that meta. It's the hope and change picture of Obama that's just, you know, parodied all over the place. So it's Brent Ray Frazier has used his very large organ, and that's all the picture. It is really big, to make paintings as large as 12 feet wide.
12 feet wide?
Yeah. He's painting the whole thing. 12 feet of paint, like 12 feet by 12 feet, let's say.
I like the way they talk about his member, and then they sneak in the 12 feet, so you automatically associate his member with his. Why is the picture up?
There's pictures of him in progress. Uh-huh. I mean, this guy is really serious. He's like, I bought a ladder. Oh. He's got a pallet. It looks dangerous. So he says his penis naturally becomes erect as he is stirred by his art, but he has to tie a knot around it to keep it hard enough to draw, quote unquote, on the paper because the paint is cold. Why not just warm up the paint? And if he's using it as a brush, so I guess this is when he's drawing the outlines, but if he's trying to fill in with brush strokes, he prefers if the penis is flaccid so he can swoosh it around.
And does he just, how does he guide his member?
It looks like, well, they see, this is the PG-rated thing, so we could only see it from the back, but it looks like he's holding on to it, and he's actually using it the same way that you would
use a brush. So, okay.
He's not just standing there and wiggling.
That's what I assumed.
I would prefer that.
Because that's the purists.
That's talent.
Yeah.
You know? That's art.
That's how the purists do it.
This is a sideshow, what he's doing. He said, when not using the tip of his dong, Frazier also makes prints with his equally vast scrotum, which I remarked earlier looks like two fists pummeling a broomstick. And it says his quote is, a true artist, it's like the Warhol factory, but with my dick. And so that's my hashtag penis news.
So that was classy.
Yeah, watch out, Picasso.
I wonder if there's going to be a whole movement of dick artists. And they're going to have shows like the entire viewing is
probably
dick paintings.
We should probably get lawyered up and do that show ourselves before somebody else does.
Right, right.
It's not a bad idea.
Okay.
It's hashtag
copyrighted by Hey You Know It.
Yeah. Hashtag penis news art.
Right.
I think it's interesting. I feel like as women, we can't do this. I mean, we can, but we're limited. We'd have to have someone else move us around.
Right.
Or it's just not going to work. You know, it's not going to happen.
Excuse me. Can you help me with
this? Yeah, can you help me with this, please?
Oh, my
God. I'm trying to do a picture of, Michelle Obama. It's not coming out right.
Okay. I'm using my... Yeah.
Yes, my lady parts. All right, what do you have?
Well, I have here, I found 5 tips for successfully dating an actor.
Okay, wow. Is that hard to do?
See, that's what drew me to the article.
Aren't you supposed to avoid them, like musicians?
I think actors are really tough to... be in any kind of relationship with.
Yeah, because aren't they really always just dating themselves?
Yeah, about themselves.
Yes.
Everything's about
because
them.
Because they have, I mean, not in a bad way, they have to be focused on what they're doing to get where they want
to
be.
Right, and they have to understand how they're coming across and what's going on, and they are their own product, so they have to be totally focused
and
on that.
It's kind of like when I was doing comedy, like I couldn't help but do bits. I don't know how actors can not just go into a scene. You know,
yeah.
Like you're dating someone, and all of a sudden it's our town.
Actors, you know, are different from improvisers. Improvisers are trained to interact with other people.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing. This is an actor. Okay.
Well, improvisers are always waiting for a cue. What did you say?
Yeah.
Did you say beans? All right, beans, everybody.
All right, beans.
I heard beans.
Thank you, beans.
Yes.
That was our suggestion. Let's just go, beans. All right.
Work
on
from
the vine, from the can.
Yes. And the beanstalk. And now go. All right, so what are the 5 tips? This is for successfully dating them.
Yeah, because dating an actor is one of the most exhilarating adventures you will...
Are they selling it?
Yeah. Got to frame this right.
It's actors mingle.
Let me put you in the right frame of mind for this.
Thespian mingle.
So it's the most exhilarating adventure you will ever embark on.
Okay, wow.
Right.
I feel like I missed out. Not really.
Yeah. You will be partnered to an individual who is a voracious student of the human condition and possesses an unquenchable zest for spontaneity.
Or just likes to see how pretty their hands and feet look on stage. To quote Stanislavski. In any case.
That's right. The magic if.
Yes.
Can my hands look any better?
Yeah. Can my hands and feet look smaller and prettier?
Yeah. Okay. We are compassionate, brave, intelligent, fun, funny.
Wait, this is written by an actor right away. Probably one who's not getting laid.
And damn good listeners. No.
No.
No, not at all.
They're waiting for their line.
Yeah, they're just bored and resentful until they can speak again.
I've seen the funny thing. I saw something being filmed once. It was literally like because the camera wasn't on that person, they were like off whistling Dixie somewhere.
Absolutely.
Just waiting while the other person is pouring their hearts out to the camera. And they're just kind of looking at their nails toeing the ground.
That's... You think that Jaquetta's joking? I found a video of myself in high school doing the exact same thing.
Oh, no. What was it, in theater?
It was, yeah, it was some
That's
theater
different.
Thing.
I'm talking about in film where they can't see you.
Oh, okay.
You were actually on stage board.
I was actually on stage board.
You're like, I'm not talking.
Yeah, I need to. I can't wait for my turn.
That's funny. The way you're like, huh? Oh, is anyone home?
No, I was impatient. I'm like, go faster.
Did you do the hurry it up, wrap it up hand motion?
Tapping my toe.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Okay, so they go on. But it ain't all unicorns, rainbows, and butterflies.
No.
We're sensitive artists, and there are a few things you need to understand and do for us in order for our relationship to be truly fulfilling.
All of a sudden, it got very, like, here's what you can do for me, right?
Yeah, look at what I am. Look at the magic that I am.
It's incredible. Here's how you get it.
Yeah, and to properly extract it.
Okay.
Number 1, you have to believe in us.
Oh, well, no. Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, first and foremost, you have to believe in us. No one wants to be with someone who doesn't respect what they do.
Because if you don't believe in an actor, like a fairy, they die. Okay.
Do you believe in me?
Yes.
Fine.
And no one's ever said that outside of a film.
Yeah.
Or a musical.
Right.
Do you believe in me? If someone asks me that, I immediately have to say no. I'm sorry. I don't care if I do or not.
I'm not sure if you even exist.
Yeah. I don't believe you're saying that.
There will be times when we'll be doubting ourselves, and in those moments, we'll need you to reaffirm that we're artistically valuable and doing the right thing by pursuing our dreams.
You know what? Performing at Jekyll and Hyde is valid work. Even if you're just getting punters in the door. I believe in you.
We want you to be proud of us. We want you to take an interest in our work and our careers. When you're telling people what we do, we want you to say, he's an actor, not he's a server or office temp.
But what if he is?
I know. That's the thing.
Do people's, like, even when you're not an actor, that isn't how, you know, people say, well, he's an accountant, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's it. That's all Barry has going on.
Yeah.
Just accountancy. That's who he is. That's what he is.
Not a hobby.
Nope.
Nothing.
Not at all.
Okay. We're one audition away from a booking that could change the lives of both of us forever.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? Really? As soon as you get that booking, that will change your life?
Yep, the moment it happens.
Guess who's going to hit the bricks?
Get to stepping.
That's you.
You didn't believe in me when I was working the door.
They're trading up.
Yeah.
So. Okay, number two, be understanding about our constantly changing schedules.
Okay.
We really wanted to go to that thing with you, but we have
an audition
tomorrow.
You don't give a shit about that thing. I'm sorry. Yeah. You don't even remember what it was? Yeah. It was my best friend's wedding, damn it. That thing.
The one who came back was in the car crash and came back.
Yeah. I didn't go to that thing. You mean my graduation? Sorry. Because you're too busy doing a commercial for Bounce or trying to.
Oh, you got
to
get home to get your beauty sleep.
Yes.
You got the pretty eyes for this. All right. We have an audition tomorrow. We have to stay in and prep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to cancel our travel plans or inconvenience you, but we have
but
to.
But we did.
Yeah. God.
There should be the other side of this. Like the person who's dating the actor, it's like how to deal with it.
How to deal with it. Right. This is what you need to do for me.
Yeah, for me.
Okay.
This does sound like an actor.
Number three, be willing to help us rehearse.
Oh, no.
No.
Sides? No, thanks.
We may not always want you to, but we need you to be willing. So wait a minute.
So is there someone out there who like really wants to rehearse and she's like, I'm tired of your version of the seagull. It is not working for me. I'm going to ask the doorman.
So, all right. So, okay, I'll help you rehearse. I don't really want you to, but you have to.
There's no one else here.
And, you know. All right. There might be that one time we can't meet with our coach or find a friend from class to read with us or put us on tape. Or we might not yet have anyone else to help us. We need you.
So now I got to film you, I got to read the sides with you,
right.
And I got to coach you.
And you're second in line, too.
Of course, yeah.
They don't really want you, but God, they'll put up with you. All right.
They accuse you of upstaging them at home.
Yeah, but we need you in a very specific way. We need you to follow our lead. We need you to ask us what you can do to be helpful.
Really? This sounds like America.
Ask not. Unless we ask, don't direct or don't give us input. Don't judge anything. We may just need you to read the lines and press record.
Are you kidding?
We may need you to do it 20 takes or 50 takes.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't matter. It's what it is, and we need you to be patient and do whatever it takes.
I'm sorry, but when you ask, and I've done this before, when you ask someone to help you with something, I feel like because you're not giving them anything, they are allowed to give any advice that they want to give.
Absolutely.
You cannot stop them.
Oh, my God.
That's the payment, is that they're allowed to say what's going on.
That's right. Number four, be patient with our emotional highs and lows.
Huh? Also, if I'm rehearsing with you that much, I'm going in for that reading. I don't care.
I'm going to be your scene
partner.
You'll
be like, what are you doing here? Don't worry about it. I know the scene.
I'm going to slip that the person casting a 20 and I'm going to be your reader. Yes. How do you like me now?
Yes.
Guess what? I was second before and you don't want me to say anything? Now.
No, here
now
I am.
Yeah.
And I got a part.
Yeah.
Your
it's
part.
You and I. Okay, so highs and lows here. And, we're going to be booking a lot of things, and we're going to come close to a lot of things.
Yeah. The royal we.
Yeah. And we're going to blow some auditions so badly that it's really going to bother us. Expect it. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mistakes are high for us.
I know it's going to happen. I've seen your work. Thanks.
You wouldn't take my notes.
I tried to tell you to feel. To like.
To feel the part.
Yeah. To bring your own emotion to it. And you were like, no. So here we are.
No, the stakes are high for us. The work, the credits, the money, the validation, pleasing our team, the CDs.
The CDs?
I know.
I'm a time machine.
Our parents and the shutting up of the doubters.
Okay. This sounds like a really beleaguered artist.
Yeah, we might have a multi-can comedy, an action drama, a silly kids show, and then a soap opera audition when we find out we lost a child all in the same day.
What? Okay.
That will take a toll, apart from whether we book any of them or not.
You know what? Stay single. Stay single. Stay single until you're working on one thing.
And number five, optional but worth huge brownie points, be a great wing. Huh? When we're out at parties, screenings, and plays, or industry networking events, we'd really love for you not only to be there, but to help make us look good.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. If you're in a relationship with anybody and you go to their work event.
Yeah, isn't that kind of par for the course?
Don't you? You're not going to be like.
I mean, if you're the kind of person.
Smacking them across the face like, I hate you. You're a loser.
Oh, that bitch. Hey, hon.
You should see him naked. Yeah. It's a mess.
He's an actor, quote unquote. That's awful.
If you're not an actor yourself, you have the opportunity to build relationships with industry people without their concern that it's just for self-serving reasons. So you can even be friends with these people, even if you don't need them.
You know what? Here's what's going to happen, though. Chances are those people at the party are going to be more interested in the non-acting half of that relationship because that person's just there hanging out.
Right.
You know?
Right. And not being normal and not trying to be like.
Like trying to put a script in someone's hand.
We all want to be part of our own kind of power couple. What?
We do?
We do.
Okay. That's never been a goal of mine.
You're a power couple.
I got to be a power couple. Like, I'm just imagining Greg and I with, like, machine guns.
That's what I think, too.
Like, rolling down the street, like, on the backs of elephants or something.
I like a vitamin B12 shot before you go out.
Yes. I'm spitting on people for some reason. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just imagining, like, me just rolling over. Like, I'm in a panzer.
Put on a cape.
Yes.
Go to that party.
Get those flags up.
It will mean so much to us when we see you embrace our kooky friends, engage with our art and theirs, and stay right by our side when we need you, and giving us space to connect with someone when we need it.
Oh, this all sounds really bad. Don't ask me where I'm going. Don't ask me who I'm going to be with. Don't ask me to go to your thing.
Right. Read. We don't really want you to. Remember that.
Yeah, and then keep it together when you're reading. And don't give me any feedback.
And keep it to yourself.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful. I think the hidden one is, like, don't date us.
Yeah.
So here's another creepy thing. This is, have you heard about Hello Barbie?
No.
It's this $75 Barbie doll that's coming out in the fall, apparently. And it says, if you've ever found yourself striking up a conversation with Siri, I have not. That thing annoys me. Cortana or any other digital assistant, we don't fault you. They can be a little chatty. So apparently Mattel has created this Barbie doll that can chit chat with children.
Oh, no. And then they're distributed, and then all the children are talking to Barbie, and then the parents go to Mattel and say, you know what, I really don't like the things the Barbie is saying to my kid, and the Mattel's like, we never made Barbie that talks.
They're coming out with it.
No, they never did.
It never happened.
Tales from the campfire.
For you parents out there, Mattel seems to have caught wind of the phenomena, or at least how digital personal assistants interact with devices, and it's blending the technology into the Barbie doll. It's working on a doll that will be able to interact with children via various apps, Speak or Treat, Speak a Legend, Speak a Zoo, and The Winston Show. I don't know who that is, but it sounds wealthy. It's
and I think we need a blazer in order to watch it.
So it has, this Barbie doll has voice recognition, and it's also hooked up to the internet. So it can listen to your child, understand what your child is saying, and then quickly match something as a response and say it back to the child. It has thousands and thousands of things to say. And it's been calibrated to children's speaking voices. It's just weird because.
What kind of things does it have to say to a child? Well, what do they need to
tell
a child?
What does Barbie have to say? You're too fat.
Right.
You know, like there's, I'm one of those people who's creeped out by Barbie. I think Barbie's done enough damage already silently. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the kind of like body image damage Barbie is going to put on children being able to talk to them. Plus, let's talk about how this doll is actually just really a recorder.
Yeah, right.
That's in your house.
Yep.
That can listen to anything that's going on.
It goes
can
right
respond
back
to
the server.
You know, it goes right back to server. And people are actually concerned about privacy. However, good luck stopping your little girl from getting her hands on this thing.
Yeah, anything with voice commands that's hooked up to the internet, forget it.
This is like a Stephen King thing already. Like, I'm like, I thought Barbie was in your room. Well, I'm right here now, bitch. You know, like, it's not going to go well. I don't like Barbie.
Can the Barbie see you, too? Is there, like, a video?
Not yet, but I'm sure Barbie will be able to see you with her little evil Barbie eyes. I think Barbie is evil. When I was one of those girls who mutilated the Barbie dolls.
Did you really?
I don't know if you did that. Yeah.
No. I used to make mine outfits based on the movie The Ten Commandments.
Oh, you got biblical?
Yeah.
Don't look back, Barbie. Don't look back.
Totally reenacting Bible stories.
Wow. That's it. It would be wholesome.
Moses.
If Barbie wasn't just like a little supermodel.
Yeah, right.
With huge tits. Yeah. That's what freaks me out about Barbie. I think it's just too, like, I feel like a little girl should have, like, a little girl-looking doll, or at least a doll that looks like a woman. Barbie looks like a crazy person to me.
It looks like a ba-ba-ba-boom lady.
Yeah, and that's what it was based on. Yeah. You know, it was based on pinups.
Right.
So this is Hello Barbie. It's coming to you this fall for $75. Good luck, ladies and gentlemen. Good luck.
$75.
Yeah, for a Barbie doll.
Small price to pay for your privacy total.
I'm imagining this thing has like a USB foot and it just sticks into the side of your computer. It's weird.
Well, you know, her shoes never stayed on.
No, that was a problem.
And one of my friends found a solution to that, which was licking the feet and then sticking
them
on.
And then sticking them on, yeah, because of the suction.
Yeah.
Genius. Where is she now? Is she working for Mattel?
Fortune 500 company.
I just think it's so weird.
She's licking all the feet of the employees.
One of the reasons why they're trying to do this is because girls aren't into little dolls like that anymore. Yeah. Like, they're just not into it, which I'm
fine. Well, they're trying to, you know, upgrade every single toy and make it.
But it's like, dude, you know, it's 2015. Like, things have changed.
Everything is going to talk to you. The door is going to talk to you.
The spinning top now has something to say.
Yeah. And Rubik's Cube is going to be like, oh.
Let me do this myself.
Yeah.
I think it's bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm not down with it.
I think so, too.
Hello, Barbie, it's called.
Nope. Well,
hello.
Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye, Barbie.
I have some advice.
Oh, cool. So advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
Yeah, and we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on that advice, hence hashtag advice on advice. So who's this from?
This is Miss Manners.
Oh, nice. Okay. Right. Classic.
Okay. Dear Miss Manners, I'm horrified and disgusted that electronic invitations have changed the nature of offering hospitality.
Wow.
It is particularly distasteful to view a guest list and then and the responses from each, whether responding yes, no, or maybe.
Well, I mean, people choose to put those responses up. You don't have to.
Since when is maybe a legitimate RSVP?
When you don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Right. And that's also, and a maybe is also kind of confirming, I received your invite.
Yes.
And
I'm not sure.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Because how many times, like, have you sent out an invitation and nobody answered?
Because they don't know.
Because they don't know. And then they're like, did you even get the invitation?
Yeah.
And then you go through the awkward thing of like, hi, did you get the invitation? Yeah, I got it.
I kind of like the maybe. I mean, you know, I like to organize events every once in a while. But the maybe lets me know, you know, within a range, what kind of people. Do I need a large table? Do I need a larger table? So I think it's fine.
Right.
And then you get people a cutoff, usually. Like a week before, it's like, is this still a maybe? Because a maybe converts to no.
Yes.
A week before the event for me.
Yes.
And if you give me three maybes, you're not getting invitations anymore.
Right, exactly. The size of the table and the size of the room.
Yeah.
And you
need
for
to
sure.
Know, yeah.
Right. I personally refuse to respond through one of these buttons.
Oh, my God.
Therefore, my response does not show on the website, causing my name to stand out as one who is not answered.
And everyone's probably like, phew. Felicia could stay the hell home.
I hope so.
Her uppity ass.
I hope she forgot her password.
Oh, yeah. Looks like she's not coming. Girls, it's on.
Silly and embarrassing, isn't it? Your thoughts, please, on this outrageous application as a tool for invitations.
An outrageous application? This has been around for, like, what, 15 years now? Okay.
Gentle reader.
Okay.
Electronic invitations would be fine for very informal events, if only they did not encourage rudeness.
You know all those people, it's like, yes, no, maybe, fuck off!
And you stink. Nobody wants to go to your party anyway.
Are you kidding me? You're the worst party thrower ever.
What were you thinking even inviting us?
As if is one of the responses.
The ones you described you, maybe is not an acceptable answer, nor should there be any way for guests to scrutinize the guest list or the other responses.
Sometimes you need to know.
Sometimes, well, not only that, but also it's like, oh, wait, we live near each other. Let's go together.
Yeah.
Let's pre-party over here.
Or like, these seem like some cool people I might want to hang out with, or these seem like some people I don't want to hang out with.
Right. Or it's like, oh, good, I can talk to my friend about this party because she's invited too.
True.
Instead of not even. So it's a great thing.
But is there really any plus in just being surprised? Like, just walking into a room being like, I thought this was going to be people that we knew.
Yeah. Have you walked into things like
wrong room?
Yeah.
Kind of a situation. I think I've gone, it's only happened once or twice where I've gone to an event and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of good looking guys in here. Oh, I see. That's happened to me a couple times and I don't mind, but it's when I was single, that changed the whole evening.
Yeah, right.
I was dressed for one thing and I get there and it's like I'm getting lots of compliments, but nothing else.
That's where it ends.
It happened to you before where you've gone to something and been like, I didn't know we're supposed to dress like construction workers, you know, like priests only, you know?
Right. No, I've gone to a place and I thought I'd know people there and then I didn't.
Did you walk into the room all bright and then you're just like,
Yeah, because you go, and sometimes, especially if you go alone to an event, then you're like, okay, you know, you can walk into a room confidently and make small talk with some people, but then it's like, all right.
A friend of mine told me a story that he went to a reunion at his high school, and he decided, I haven't seen these people in like 10, 15 years, whatever it was. He decided to pre-party, and he pre-partied hard, only to show up to realize it was a dry event.
Oh, no.
He did the right thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But it's like they should have said something, you know, in any case.
I remember, you came to a party, but you went to the wrong party.
Yes. I tried to go to a friend's birthday party who was turning 50. I ended up accidentally going to a one-year-old party. Okay, they were both Italian.
We're all at the other party.
Yes.
Like, Jaquetta texts me, like, where are you? I'm in the room with the party. With the pizza.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no pizza at this party.
It was an Italian party.
Wait,
that's like my limited. I'm like, there's pizza.
And she's like, there's pizza here.
And I was there for so long, I guess like a few minutes, that I almost had to go to that first party.
You had to stay. It would have been rude.
Yeah, it would have been rude because they were like, ah, come on, have a seat. I'm like, I don't know this one-year-old. Like, crashing a baby's party.
Walk out the door and turn left and walk a few blocks. We're over here.
You're lucky I didn't go to any other parties. I would have been loaded. I'm like, I already ate and drank.
I almost wanted to go to your party.
It looked all right.
They had pizza.
They had pizza.
Oh, but the party we went to had great food.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome food.
It was very good food.
Okay, so Miss Manner goes on to say, Miss Manners assures you you need not to be embarrassed by responding individually. However, if you would like to emphasize your point and make it easier for the host to tally numbers, you could reply yes or no as appropriate and write in the comments, please find a written response in the mail.
Ew. That's not, no. See, once again, this is mean girl stuff.
Yeah.
Miss Manners is setting this gentle reader up.
Yeah.
For, you know, just a slew of derisive comments to come her way.
Oh, yeah. She's going to have a hard life.
Because, you know, somebody like me, because on these invitations, you can comment on people's comments. Oh, you know I'd be on top of that.
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
I'd be like, I'm sending a scroll by pigeon. So wait for that response in the mail.
Your humble servant.
I think the other thing, too, is like, it's a rare occasion that I use invitations, unless it's something very, very formal.
Yeah.
It's kind of expensive and a waste of paper and time sometimes.
Right,
if you want to just get people together. There are some people who feel like they don't want to use paper, and that's fine, too.
Yeah.
You know?
No, this is just the way to go. And you just, there are some people who are not online very much.
Yeah.
And so then you just, you know, follow up with a phone call.
Yeah. You can do that, or a text.
Yeah.
Or that might be offensive to her as well.
Right.
What if someone texted her, hey, you want to have a drink?
No,
piss off.
No, so...
Who do you think I am?
Right.
Some commoner? You need to mail this ahead of time if you want to have a drink with me.
Seal it with wax.
Yeah, please do. Have it delivered by that pigeon Jaquetta was talking about in the comments.
Yeah, any kind of written correspondence or invitation, anything revolving around a party or something, just a wedding.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. A wedding.
Wedding and thank you notes.
Yeah, thank you notes.
That's all.
Which I like.
Yeah.
But I mean, it depends on how you roll.
Yeah.
As well.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
So I have a thing here called Hey You Didn't Know It.
Hey You Didn't Know It. This is news of the oblivious living among us.
Of which there are many. And this one is so bizarre to me because it's rare that the person who is oblivious is aware of it and goes through with it anyway. So it says, Action 9. What? From the TV, you know, some reportage. Scams offering $850,000 takes thousands from quote-unquote winners. So this is one of these scams. It says, watch out for anyone who says you've won $850,000. Or watch out for anyone who says I've won $2. Like, I don't believe it. It's a sweepstakes scam hitting the Charlotte area. Action 9 found two recent victims. One, Mae Colbert says, I can't believe I did what I did. She spent 3 decades working for the post office, and her nephew says she's sharp, quote unquote, no dummy. But the scammer still fooled her. You would think someone working at the post office would be hip to all different kinds of scams.
Right,
you know?
Because they used to have a lot of them in the mail. They used to do the whole thing, like, you've won this.
Yeah. They used to pass them on to you. Right. So she a scammer still fooled her. The scammer said she won a sweepstakes right away. Sweepstakes for $850,000.
Unless it has Publishers Clearinghouse attached to it.
Unless Ed McMahon is there.
Right, with some balloons.
So she gets a check, and they asked her to send back $19,750 for a handling fee.
What?
They wanted her to send $19,750 for a handling fee, and she sent the money. She had the money.
Oh,
I don't even have that kind of money. I couldn't even be scammed. I'd be like, I can give you a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Right now, maybe next Thursday, and more, couple, you know, a few more bucks.
Oh, my God.
The check turned out to be fake, but she wired them money, which is something that, why would you ever wire anybody
why would you
money?
Wire
what? What's the emergency? If it's a sweepstakes, we got to give you this $850.
And how could, she was no dummy.
Yeah, it says, around the same time, another viewer emailed Action 9 about a scammer who told his grandmother that she won. Okay, that's an older person, so that I get, right? But this older woman had $14,000.
And she was ready to give
up. We need to roll with these people.
I know, right?
So it says, buyer beware, say the police. It's one of those things. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, and don't be gullible. Lottery laws also say that if someone charges a fee for a chance to win something of value through a drawing, you have promoted an illegal lottery. Churches and nonprofits, you hear that?
Oh, my God.
That's the lottery, isn't it? So the woman says, my children always told me, Mama, don't get that because it's a red flag. That's showing you right there that he's flim-flamming you. I wish I had listened. Like, really?
Yeah, when someone tries to pull the flim-flam.
The flim-flam. It's so bizarre. Yeah. People had already warned her not to pay. And
she did it anyway.
What was her argument?
What was her argument again?
I bet you it was one of these things, you know, where sometimes you try to tell someone in your family something like, you don't know anything.
Yeah.
You know what, bitch? Send the money.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Send it right to that dude.
Yeah.
Immediately. It's probably like one of those
things.
That's
a great idea.
You know, yeah, do that. You should do that. And then while you're
at
it.
That's a perfectly reasonable handling fee
I would totally do it. And why don't you cut me a check while you're at it? Because they told me I could get some money too. You know, I need $19,000 as well. It's just so bizarre that people are aware of scams. Mm-hmm. And still when it happens to them, they're like, but this time is different.
Because it's me.
Yes. I've won $800. And I feel like this happens to people who, you know, you have crappy luck.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get $850,000. You know what I mean?
$850,000. Mm-hmm. It's such like a weird number.
And then they're asking for $19,750, which is also a weird number. But there must be something there. Like, there must be a way that they explain that number to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of like,
break it down.
Yeah, I would be like, you know what? Screw that. Just take that $19,750 out of my $850,000.
Right. That's what I always
keep
think
that.
Yeah.
Hold on to that for yourself. Don't worry about it.
Retain it.
Yeah. Someone was telling me a great scam that someone was playing in Europe where they pretend that there was a ring on the ground. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, is this your ring?
Yeah.
And then they try to, like, extract something from it. So someone was telling me that someone came up to them and they're like, oh, is this your ring?
Yeah.
So they try to, like, you know, sell the ring to you or whatever. This guy just took the ring. Was like, yeah, it's mine. Thanks. And walked off. And they were like, no.
But how could they extract money? Here's a ring.
This scam is like, oh, is it? So they show you something that looks like a really valuable ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like a diamond ring.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed, because, you know, you can only scam someone who's dishonest.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to say, oh, it's not my ring, but I'll give you, you know, $20 mm-hmm, or something mm-hmm. for it. And you think you've gotten
a really nice
ring.
Yeah.
But this guy was like, oh, yeah, it's mine. Thanks. Drop that. thank you very much. And took it. And they were like, okay, well, that's the end of that.
Good. Yeah. My good deed of the day.
So, I mean, hey, you didn't know it. You didn't win $850,000. Hey, you didn't know it. You don't need to pay $20,000 basically to get the winnings.
I get an email from a Nigerian prince every other day.
Me too.
Right.
And not once have I ever thought, you know what? This one could be the one.
This is my prince.
Yeah.
I don't
this is my purse. And they always wanted to
with wire $850,000.
They want you to wire the money like it's 1970. I don't know. Yeah. Bizarre. Well, hey, you didn't know it.
All right.
I guess you didn't know it. Yeah. All right, what do you have?
I was researching space.
Okay. Did you just type? Did you just like Google space? Because that's what I do sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, robot.
See, and then go to and click on the like the 10th page.
Yes,
and
see what happens.
See what's
so what's
there.
Happening in space?
What's lurking on the 10th page?
Yeah.
Came across the question: has anyone ever had sex in space?
Oh, it's a good question.
Isn't it a good question? I laughed. I'm like, oh, that's just sensational. But you know what?
They're out there for a long time.
Yeah.
You don't know if so you're coming back.
On? What's going on? So yeah. Now that everyone giggled, get it out of your system, listeners.
It's the member on the move.
Yeah. It is a good question. Scientists aboard an international space station are up there for one reason. Mm-hmm. To conduct
a bootay. To knock space boots. To knock moon boots.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They're up. These aren't scientists anymore. Did they at least get professionals? Are they porn stars? Some people know what they're doing.
Well, they're up there to conduct experiments in microgravity.
Okay.
So wouldn't they experiment with sex?
I would hope so.
Okay.
Experiment with sex.
But alas, the official, quote-unquote, answer from all organizations involved in spaceflight is no or no comment.
Okay, no comment means, yeah, we did it.
Yeah, you're right.
And it was crazy. It was out of this world.
Well, let's think about this for a second. Okay. Sex in the space shuttle would be unlikely. There are 5 to 7 astronauts in a very tiny space bumping into each other.
Okay, that already sounds like sex. That sounds like the prelude. You know,
any level of privacy simply doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. That's not an issue. Wouldn't that ever stop people?
Right.
Just look away.
Yeah.
Do it subway style.
Maybe even better.
Yeah. Maybe they're into it.
What'd you say?
Subway style. You know, you just look away from something you don't like.
Oh, okay.
But you can't leave.
I thought you meant sex on the subway.
I don't know anything about that. No comment. No comment.
Okay. And then they say, but the ISS is a different matter. Okay. Married couples have traveled into space together before. And have spent time aboard the ISS.
Why do they have to be married? This is very conservative.
Yeah, I think that...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They gotta be married. It's space. Come on, aren't we getting away from that stuff now?
Yeah.
We're millions of miles out and we still have to conform to, like, the Judeo-Christian, like, norms? I don't think so.
I guess... Right. And what about the laws, like, with Indiana? They don't apply.
Yes!
Is it, like, the same in space? Is that, like, Indiana?
I'm not
like,
going to that part of space.
You don't accept
no, I'm not going to go to the, you know, Aryan Zona, as they call it now, or Indiana. No, thanks.
The crew of the STS-47 included a married couple, Jan Davis and Mark Lee, who curiously declined interviews after the flight.
Maybe he has some misfunction.
Whether they actually had sex is only answered by rumor and innuendo.
Well, yeah. Well, we didn't have sex.
Yeah.
And we didn't have sex. We didn't have sex. Like, what are you talking about?
It doesn't seem like they're kissing and telling. Not yet, anyway.
Why wouldn't they try it out there? To see what happens.
Right. But, you know, I guess maybe they are logging it, but it's, like, only under the condition that later, in many, many years...
Well, you know what? I think they just want to sell the whole thing to Playboy, and they want to keep it under wraps. Okay.
And that's also...
Because if they show it now, they're not going to get any money for it if they hold on to it.
That's true.
You know?
And then they say, what about the Russians?
What about the Russians?
They're a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, the cosmonauts. Right.
The Russian space program was a bit more adventurous than the U.S. when it came to risk-taking during the Cold War.
So, when they do lay bone down without a rubber, is that what you're saying? Like, they were more experimental.
Many who were involved with the Russian space program have said in later interviews that they wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't studied.
Excuse me?
Like, it must have been a requirement in Russia.
All right.
That's what they're saying.
So each person was required to get out there, do their thing, and report back.
Do it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, much of their past space program is still shrouded in layers of secrecy.
For no reason. Probably because they didn't, you know, get it off the ground. so to speak.
The sex in space may seem exotic or even incredibly fun if you let your imagination run wild.
It seems like it would be difficult because I'm, you know, not to be too graphic here, but gravity is kind of what makes the whole thing work.
Right, right. But the reality, that's what they're saying, the truth is a letdown. It's not easy to have sex in zero gravity.
Because you'd have to, like, run at the person. And they'd be like, just stay there. Oh, damn it. He's gone.
You fly by them.
Yes. You'd look a lot better, though, I think, for the ladies.
Yeah, right. You know?
Everything would be up, yeah.
Jeez.
Nice. I think it's great.
It's a good idea. Okay, it's a pretty messy environment. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
True, yeah.
Sex in zero-G is going to have to be more or less choreographed.
Okay.
All right, so you have to focus.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Maybe don't do it with someone you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
Otherwise, or have a metronome. I don't know. I don't know.
Otherwise, it's just going to be a frustration-filled wild fling.
Okay, that could be on land as well.
But for those looking forward to space migration and setting up self-perpetuating civilizations of off-Earth, the space physician raised several warning flags.
Okay.
Okay, well, here we go.
Sperm don't run in the right direction.
Right, right, yes. Right.
Are we supposed to go? What's going on?
Yeah, right.
Forget it.
If it's, you know, think about the release.
Yeah. Anyone can get pregnant.
Right. And then would a fertilized embryo attach properly to the uterus wall?
Good question.
It's a good question.
Okay. Right? They need to be finding these things out because, you know, there's the rub that we get everybody out there and it's like, shit, we can't have kids.
Right, right. And what would the pregnancy be like in my business?
Oh, it might be fantastic.
Yeah. And how would reentry acceleration affect the mother and fetus?
You know, maybe stay out there. I don't know. Until the whole thing is finished.
Yeah, but then it's just a space baby?
I guess. I mean, they really need to nail this one.
Yeah. What are the higher radiation levels of Earth orbit likely to cause problems, you know, somehow?
Wait a minute.
You can conceive a child in orbit. We just don't know how to take the chance with the health of the child afterwards.
Okay. That's interesting. So they've done this. Is what I'm saying. There's probably
a little Russian space baby somewhere.
Still out there. Some angry cosmonaut.
Yeah. So the 80s, born in the 80s. So he's now, what is that, 30?
Now he's 30. And he's coming back in. He's coming in hot. He's never dealt with gravity before and he doesn't like it.
So what about masturbation?
What about it? Good luck.
Some of the astronauts are up there a long time. Not only is it possible, it's probable. At least one mission physician recommended it to... Yeah, it was recommended to one of the astronauts out of concern for an infected prostate gland.
Before going or while they're up there?
While they're up there, they had an infection.
Where did they put it? I'm just imagining a rocket and just someone being like, did something fly out the front of the rocket? Oh my God. Really? Really, boys?
One doctor advised regular masturbation. Later he writes, there was no sex on Skylab.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on what you feel sex is.
Right, right, right. No. He addresses the possibility of recreation in space.
And so get this, Catholics, you're not going out there.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. No Catholic astronauts.
Nope, not yet.
You can't do that.
Not unless there's a woman out there and it's for conception.
Right. I don't think astronauts have yet the privilege to sample the ultimate use of weightlessness.
Is that the ultimate use of weightlessness?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's to feel better about myself. Yeah, right. That's it.
So, if you were to place bets.
In closing.
Yeah, people would say, yes, it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's confirming it.
Wow. That's lame. I think they should be working on that. They probably get a lot more people interested in space travel.
No kidding.
So, I have here a tale from Der Campfire.
Oh, my gosh. Tales from the Campfire is a segment wherein we retell a ghost story, a tale, folklore, myth.
Fake lore. Urban legends.
Right.
All that stuff.
All around the digital campfire.
Yeah. So gather around. So this comes from the Houston Chronicle. This is fresh news.
Oh.
It says Sasquatch hunters near Houston say they were attacked by Bigfoot.
No.
So there's a picture here. It says Sasquatch didn't like it when explorers in the Sam Houston National Forest drew too near to him last week. And in his fury, he hurled a giant log at them.
What?
So it said, that's according to Wes Germer, host of the Sasquatch Chronicle podcast, whose team ventured into the East Texas woods.
That sounds such Chronicles.
Sasquatch Chronicle podcast. They venture into the East Texas Piney Woods with Bob Garrett and Sons, a Conroe family of self-declared cryptozoologists, who I understand are now giving classes in that.
They're self-declared and they're giving classes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. They've been documenting their findings on various Bigfoot blogs. So basically, it was in the early night, the forest was tame, as Germer and Garrett sat and chatted in camp while the crew was out exploring with flashlights and night vision goggles. I'm saying, if you're looking for a Sasquatch in the forest, like, maybe keep it on the DL with the lights.
Right, right, right.
Then the noise came. That was my stomach. We hear this thing crash through the brush, and then we hear this thing start crashing. Just crash, 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 crash.
Crash.
Okay. And you can hear it walking, and you can hear it breaking branches as it's going.
Like a bear would.
Yeah. At first, he thought it was a team member just being really too loud. But then he realized it was, must have been Sasquatch because it was too loud, and there was, you know, there was no light. And then he noticed in the distance all of the team gathered together, and then he noticed the Sasquatch figure.
How about it was just another person that wasn't in part of their group?
He's saying, no, it moved so fast, it probably covered 100 and 150 yards like nothing.
Like nothing.
Like nothing.
That's a great method of measure.
Yeah. You know, the yard to nothing measurement. So the commotion settled, and Germer estimated the creature was 30 or 40 feet beyond the tree line of the campsite. Garrett, a seasoned East Texas tracker, loaded his gun and ducked into the brush to catch a glimpse of the monster. It sounds like he was going to kill him. Like, why do you need your gun to get a glimpse?
There's no recorded Sasquatch killings.
No.
That we know of.
There's also, so they heard, let's see, because the two men near the spot where they heard the beast lurking, then a noise grew in the air, like the beating of helicopter blades coming straight for them. And then they realized it was a log being hurled at them.
And it was going so fast that it sounded like helicopter
blades. Which is weird because, I mean,
that means that they've been, because that's not how it would fly.
No.
It would fly like a
all error. You would hear would be either it hitting you or it hitting the ground. It wouldn't be like,
they're right.
They, like, what is that?
Yeah. It's, they've been watching too many movies.
It's Foley artistry.
Yeah.
That's what they heard.
Right.
I knew it. The log was coming. You could hear it being thrown. I ducked down because I thought for sure it was going to hit one of us in the head. But it hit a tree in front of us. I couldn't believe what was happening. I just knew that he threw a log at us. So then later on, he goes to talk about how on a trip with his girlfriend in the same forest, another log was thrown at them. I'm like, is this an old growth forest by any chance?
Oh, right.
Like that hasn't been, you know, nothing's been cleared, cut. Like maybe there's just a lot of old ass trees there. He reports multiple instances of Sasquatch log throwing in the Piney Woods on his blog, Sasquatch Mountain. You guys can check out Sasquatch Mountain.
I beg to differ. I don't think that Sasquatch throws logs on the regular basis.
Apparently he does in Texas. This is what he does.
Well, up north, the northern Sasquatches wouldn't do that.
They're saying here, in the end, Germer's Texas trip was lush with close encounters. One of his team members and podcast co-host, Shannon LeGros, reported the incredible sound she described as an owl, and then the sound went into a monkey, so it kind of morphed. We heard an owl go off, and we were like, yeah, that's an owl. Well, whatever decided to go off after that sounded more like a primate.
I found a log. Ooh, I threw it. That's what it was.
And then it just sounded like a monkey trying to be an owl, you know.
Wait a minute. That's not you
saying
that.
Then it sounded
that.
More like an owl again. I'm not saying that. She's saying it started off like an owl, and then it sounded like a monkey trying to do an owl, like trying to sound like an owl. And then it went back to sounding like an owl again. And
that's
then
what she said,
"Are you?" They said they're saying now that they think about the experience that they've had. They actually don't think it was Sasquatch. They think it was a werewolf. So, and that is my tale from Dirt Campfire. How crazy!
I did
is
not
that?
See that ending coming.
It was a you know, kind of a twist.
Yeah, that was a big, that was a
so
nice
it starts
twist.
Off as thinking they were Sasquatch, you know, hurling logs as they do.
Yeah.
Then they think it was, you know, an owl being impersonated by a primate of some kind.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that would be the Sasquatch. And then at the end, they actually think it was just a werewolf. And they were wrong.
Yeah.
They don't really work with werewolves. They don't really track werewolves, yeah. So not their area.
Well, they should get in touch with me in my werewolf class that I teach because I train myself.
You're a self-taught, self-declared werewolvist.
Yes. Yes.
All right, what do you have?
I have here this packet I've been carrying around with me in the Hey You Know It bag.
I know, and you hid it from me when I asked you, is that candy? Because, you know.
Yeah, it's a little, it's a, like a 6x6 pouch.
Okay.
It's Robin's Egg blue.
Yeah.
And they were giving these away at my gym. So whenever people give away things, like, I take them.
Yeah. Was it, they were just giving it to women?
No, they were on a big stand.
Okay.
You know, near the checkout. And I was like, it was just like, take one. And so I just grabbed one.
Two.
Right.
I kept walking.
And it says, and I was like, what is it? It's a, and it says risk taker bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, it was like a promo thing for a girlfriend's guide to divorce, but it's, okay. It's a pack of panties.
Is it really?
It's a pack of panties. And it's like, okay, this is one size. It's a bikini.
What is one size to me is always like, who's one size?
Right.
You know?
Sealed, sexy, stashable, worn by rule breakers everywhere.
It's already been worn? No thanks. No one is sealed up. Get rid of that.
I know. Caution. Use may cause an increase in cheeky behavior. So.
Oh, God.
Okay. So then, you know, they say, oh, you can enter this contest or whatever, mm-hmm. but here is your little
free panty.
Free panty.
Did you
in
inspect the panty?
I did not. I waited. Okay. I was waiting.
We're
to show
opening
you.
The panty right now, the packet on this the air, the, if we can. Oh my God. It's, you can't get into it.
It can't get into it.
Classic
pants.
Panty. It's a classic panty move. They're impenetrable. No, it's not going to happen.
I can't believe I can't open this. Okay. Well, what are you supposed to do? So this is supposed to be a thing where, oh, you keep these panties in your bag,
but you can't
and they're
get them
sealed.
You can't open the bag. You just have to stick the bag on yourself and just keep it rolling. Get a couple.
I can't believe
of,
you can't open this.
Get two
so
rubber
you're supposed
bands.
To ask your lover,
yeah,
for some assistance.
I don't know. She's gone in with teeth. Even that's not working. That's and right. You should see her teeth; they're pretty sharp.
Yeah, they are, and it's not.
I can't believe this. Are you kidding me?
Open it. Do you have anything in your purse?
Yeah, I think I have a knife.
Okay. Let's get this knife out.
No, I don't. It's in the other room. Oh, wait, this is not going to happen. Here, take an extra. Oh. Here, poke it with a pen. This is terrible.
This is,
I'm going commando.
I know. This is, okay, so number one, you can't barely open up this thing without an implement.
Okay. Oh,
okay,
God.
So we ripped it open.
With the
panties. Foil pack.
Okay, it's a foil pack. It's sealed.
All right. Okay. I'm unveiling this panty.
Wow. Well, that's not sexy at all. I think it's flesh colored for white people, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is. It's like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it looks the same color as a Band-Aid.
So if you, it's like for your psychological shame that you had the night before.
Wow.
You can cover it all up with this panty that looks
Why
like a Band-Aid.
Why didn't they just give you a thong or something?
Yeah, it's like a hipster panty with lace, and the lace looks like, really shiny and rubbery.
Yeah, this looks like this would, if we put this to any heat, it would just melt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to put this on my person.
I don't know if, I mean, it looks okay. You know, in an emergency.
In an emergency, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So, in any case.
Wow. Very nice.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com.
Thanks.
So that's my tale. How crazy is that?
That is.
And there's a picture of the guy, too. I don't, not to, you can believe whatever you want, but it's a bold move to be in the paper about it,
right.
I feel like. There are a lot of personal beliefs I have that I'm not willing to put on Front Street. For many reasons.
Right.
Many, many reasons. Either because I haven't confirmed them, or it's just like, that's a little weird.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a creative exercising.
Yeah.
Let your mind kind of, you know, stretch out and go out there. And
until I see actual Sasquatch,
yeah,
I'm not going
They've
for it.
Never found the remains of a Sasquatch.
No! So maybe they the other Sasquatch eat the remains in an attempt to keep the whole tribe on the DL.
Right.
Weird, huh?
That's weird.
Yeah.